Hey, yo, welcome back to The Freddy Show, the number three podcast in the world.
Number three in the world, but number one in your hearts.
My name is Cakes, this is Nick.
Are you ready, Freddy?
Are you ready? Yeah, that's it! We're not no show, dude, we're a podcast.
Come on now.
You're a podcast. I want to start this off with a very interesting topic.
Okay.
Can you not do that, dog? I want your opinion on this.
Okay.
Did they just stop making new cereals?
They haven't made a new cereal since 1998.
Yeah. Honestly, what's the last new cereal that we had?
If you're getting technical, it's all the organic stuff. But, outside of that, actual cereal.
We're talking about kids' cereal.
I'm talking to you about actual cereals. I think they've tried to rebrand a couple times, but they've just kept the OGs, man.
Yeah, or they'll just add new stuff. They'll add, Captain Crunch, but then make it peanut butter.
Right, or, when they made Lucky Charms, only the charms.
Yeah, or in Trix where they stopped making them fruit shaped and they just made them balls.
Right. Yeah, and when they got lazy.
It's like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
I want a little tiny banana in my mouth.
What are we doing?
Yeah, that was just on my mind. That was on my heart.
You're absolutely correct. We ain't made new cereal since 1990.
Oh.
Was it? No, it might have been 19. No, it was 1998. It was whatever year that they did the Olympics in Atlanta.
What?
Yeah, whatever year they did. It was in 96, maybe? 1996 was the year of the Olympics in Atlanta.
And what cereal came out?
Today's 2024, and we have Olympics in Paris, so it was 1996. 1996.
Yeah, what cereal came out?
The last one to ever come out.
Which was? You know specifically the date that it was, but you don't know the cereal?
I know it.
Okay. What cereal?
It was Rice Krispies.
I don't think so. Money's on Cookie Crisp or Oreo O's.
One of those.
That feels like a newer cereal.
Right.
Oreo O's. Close place in my heart. Hey, it feels right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it. You have to make a chain link. For the first thing.
Have to make one?
Because we're going to battle. Anyway, I got my list from the people over at the Freddy Club. Free to join. Let me start with Red Dragon.
No.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go Drop Top.
You got it? Yeah, Drop Top.
Okay. And then...
Drop
Top. And then I'm going to go Top Drop.
No, it's not it.
Okay.
Right. What do you get? You get a O. What do I get?
Oh, you get one? What is the first
I said
letter?
Dragon, red D. You gonna give me a letter?
What letter do you want?
The second letter. Red door.
Nope.
Okay, what do I get?
You get another one?
Everyone, I get it wrong.
It's giving you the word.
Red dog?
T. Red dot. Okay. All right, drop, top, dog.
Yeah, you got it. That's nice.
Top dog, dog. Crate.
No. It's a good guess, though. You get an O.
I know what it is now.
I'm going to go red dot.
Yeah.
Cool.
Got it.
dot. Com?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Give me computer.
Yes. No shot.
Give me pooter shoot?
No.
What's my letter?
C.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah, you do.
All right, what are you at?
Dog collar.
Yeah.
Collarbone.
Yep.
Bone. Density.
No. Good guess, though. You get an R. Pooter. Pooter.
You want a hint?
Yeah.
You probably get it if I give it to you the hint.
Well, bro, pewter's not a beginning word. All right,
just put put calm and pooter together and then keep going.
Computer science? So dumb. That's so dumb, bro. Science fiction. In a fiction novel. Yeah. All right, see if you can clean out. You get redemption, but you got it. You got to get it No mess ups.
Bone dry.
Yeah. For the tie.
Dry.
For the tie.
I'm not saying any of these.
Yep.
Dry hamper.
Ooh.
Dry horse.
Wow, I didn't realize how many different options there were when I made this.
Dry house.
That's not that one.
Dry hour.
A dry hour, yeah.
Dry heave.
You sending it?
Yeah.
You got it!
Yes!
It's a tie.
Wow.
It's a tie.
Right on your palm.
Dry heave. Sorry that wasn't there was no winner, but hey, I don't make the rules. I just come up with them.
5 second rule.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, WWE, large man movies and
all right. Yeah. The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
Start
all
easy.
Right. All right, my turn, my turn, okay. My turn. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wedding Crashers.
Owen Wilson?
Yeah, come on. Okay. I thought it was going to be a layup.
No, I knew it the whole time.
You looked not confident.
No, I was super confident.
Okay, go again.
Okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Walking in my boots. Start over.
No.
Start over.
It's Puss in Boots.
Who?
Puss in Boots.
No.
What?
What? No.
These boots are made for walking.
No, I did a bad.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Walking.
Okay, I got it.
Walking in these boots. I don't know. I can't do a bad Christopher Walken.
That's not even close.
It's not.
I thought you were Shrek for a second.
Walking. I used to do a better one.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. You talking to me?
Are you? Talking to me?
You talking to me? Are you talking to me?
De Niro.
Yes!
Ah!
Let's go.
I did it, man.
All right, one more each.
Oh, easy.
Okay.
Easy.
Sure. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Eastbound and Down, Anchorman, Step Brothers, Elf.
It's Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the easiest game of all time.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a hard one here to end off on.
Dare you.
I'm going to give you a hard one.
3, 2, 1, go.
I got shot a bunch. I'm a rapper.
50 Cent.
Yeah! Wow!
Yes! Wait, you know what game we should play?
Hmm.
You know that game where they like do close-ups of the celebrities' faces?
Yeah. Guess the face? We could do it. We got to get some pictures.
Just do, you know, like Command-Shift-4?
Yeah. Just guess some. We can do it.
Yeah, you want to do it?
Yeah.
And I'll play. I think I'm really good at that game. I think I'll be really good at that game.
All right, this is number one.
It's Oprah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you, like, I'm actually really good at this game.
That's like...
Yeah.
I started with I thought a difficult one. That's the picture.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I never even seen that picture. I don't need to. Come on, bro. It's Will Smith.
Hey,
What are we doing, bro?
Who is this?
Will Smith.
Wow, dude.
Come on, bro. What are we doing?
I need to go harder. That's, come on. You know.
It's Brad Pitt.
Wow!
Come on, bro. What are you doing? You can do an eye.
Why do you know everyone's mouth?
You can do an ear and nose.
You cannot pick someone off their ear.
These are easy, bro. All right.
No, it's going to get harder.
It's not going to get harder. Not for me. It's not. Oh, this mouth edition. It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, my God.
That's a younger Dwayne
The
Rock Johnson.
It is younger Dwayne.
Yes, I know.
He's got hair in the picture.
It's a younger Dwayne.
How can you tell the age of someone based off their mouth, bro? What are we doing?
I'm telling you, I have some sort of keen ability to pick people by their mouth. That's Kanye, dog. Come on, dude. I'm here. I'm ready to play.
Hey, yo. Oh, yeah. Come on. No way you get this one. No way. Don't look yet.
You better have done 10.
There's no fly through it. Way you get this one.
Oh.
Yeah, there it is. First toughie.
Hold on a second.
It's because I didn't put the chin in
it. Set it down.
Yeah, you're not getting this one, dude. I swear, bro, if you get
this. Is this Christian Bale?
Final answer.
Yeah.
No.
Ah!
Jimmy Fallon.
Ah! They have similar, you know.
Very similar. That looks like a Batman, a little bit.
A shaved Batman.
It's like, is that Batman or Jimmy Fallon? Right. I have that question all the time.
Dang it.
Here we go.
Who is she?
You're falling apart here, Nick. You started out so strong.
It looks kind of like Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
But.
You locking that in?
I can't.
Okay.
Is it a younger version of someone?
I think every picture is a younger version of somebody.
Okay, here we go. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I think it's pretty... I don't know. They look the same.
Do they?
I think. You want a hint?
Do I?
You can have a hint. A hint.
I can have a hint?
Because you're off to a strong performance. I don't want you to fall apart.
I know.
You could just ask your boy Jimmy.
What are we asking Jimmy about? It's not Miley, is it?
Miley?
Yeah, not Miley.
Cyrus? I need an answer. I hate to do this to you, but the timer's
running, dude. I wish I had a little bit of a nose in there.
Right. I mean,
maybe some chin.
The challenge of it.
Dang it. Okay, give me my hint.
Your hint was...
No, it wasn't. Give me a different hint.
Okay.
Is he married to her or something?
What? What Jimmy are you talking about?
You said Jimmy Fallon.
No, Jimmy. Your boy Jimmy.
Oh, my boy Jimmy.
Yeah.
Wait, that's Chelsea?
No.
What are you talking about, man? Give me the hint, the real hint. Oh, it's Megan Fox.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go.
Oh, that's Jennifer.
That's J-Lo.
That's Jennifer.
Let's go.
That's not J-Lo.
J-Law.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Nice pair of lips.
Okay.
Nice pair of lips on this guy.
That's just not a quality photo of me. All right. At first, like from when you were zoomed out, like zoom out really, really small, I thought it was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Like, don't do it to yourself. Don't do that. That's messed up.
No, way small. I thought it was Jake Gyllenhaal.
We got bonus content over at the Freddy Club.
Woo!
For the pro members. Use code FREDDY7 for a week
free to join. But the premium side, we do have a paid side if you want to. And that is the only way to enter for your chance to win a chance to be on the Freddy Show with us. And that is the only way to do so.
And we just picked a winner.
Did we? Who won?
Yeah. I forget.
Cool.
But it's over on the Freddy Club.
Yeah.
Stitched in stone. Game's called First to Worst. Nick has to match what my ranking is from 1 to 5. Here are the 5.
Yeah.
We have unicorns, the zoo, being early, Fortnite, and loyalty.
I'm feeling loyalty in the one spot because it's the only, thing on the list that has to do with a feeling, you know,
a
character trait of someone. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if I know you, you know, you like that loyalty. And then I'm gonna go being early at the 2 spot, okay? Because if I know you, unless you're coming here,
it's a long drive. I gotta drive through DC traffic.
I got it. It's a joke.
I was only 2 hours late today. I take my dog to the vet, okay?
I know, you got ear problems. And then I'm gonna go the 3 spot Fortnite.
Okay, yeah.
In the 4 spot the zoo, and in the 5 spot unicorns. That is how I feel that you're gonna do it.
Okay.
Now, if I switched any, I would switch unicorns in the zoo. I really feel strongly about this.
Gonna need a final answer from you here, Nick.
Final answer, 1, loyalty, 2, being early, 3, Fortnite, 4, the zoo, and 5, unicorns.
You got all but one right.
Was it the one I switched?
The one that I switched, I went loyalty 1,
yeah.
Then Fortnite,
I switched,
then being early, the zoo, and then unicorns.
Oh, I said maybe that.
Yeah, you did.
It's on camera. Oh, that's pretty good, though.
Hey, you did great.
That's pretty good. Because
you thought about it. You thought about switching it that way.
I did think about switching it.
We can do one for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. One for me. First to worst, we got CrossFit. We got staying up late. We got outdoor adventure. We got dance and EDM remixes. We got remote work.
All right, I'm going to go outdoor adventure in the one, staying up late two, remote work three, CrossFit four, dance remixes in the five.
Okay. In the one spot, we have outdoor adventures.
Yeah, well, yeah, everyone. Yeah, everyone. Okay.
In the two spot, we have staying up late.
Okay. All right. Off to a good start.
In the three spot.
Yeah.
We have remote work.
We do. Yeah. Let's go. Okay.
Here
it is.
And then in the four spot, I didn't know what to do here.
Oh, no. I dropped the ball for this.
You gotta swap them.
Wow.
But also, it's like, what they're in there. You know what I mean? I did think about putting CrossFit four. But then I thought about doing it.
And that makes sense.
And I put it in the
and
five.
And that makes sense.
And I put it in the five. But like, you know.
Yeah, no, that I get that.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever heard a dance remix. But I know I like it better than CrossFit.
Game is called First to Worst. You can grab it on anywhere that you see the link. All right, last one here for this pod. We got a end of the world. Yeah. I made the regular show super for you. Scenario. You have to fight a bear that's on steroids.
Okay. What kind of bear?
On steroids. Got it. Grizzly bear.
Grizzly bear on
grizzly
steroids.
Grizzly bear on steroids.
All right. I was gonna say
if you don't defeat this bear, the world's gonna end.
I was gonna say black bear, you just
pop on the back.
Don't even need no tools.
Right.
You know, just take me for $5. Black bear's hand.
All right, you got $15 to spend.
Yeah.
You have to defeat the bear to save the world.
Okay.
First up, you got to pick a weapon.
Okay.
First up is, at $5 is Thor's hammer. At $4 is a blow dart. $3 is an iron mace. $2 is a baseball bat. And for $1, you have brass knuckles.
Tell me what is the blow dart a poison dart at least?
Yeah.
And if you hit him, he's down, like it's a tranquilizer dart?
Yeah.
But if you miss, you only got one dart?
Right.
Like, where are we at here? And Thor's hammer?
Yeah.
Here's the problem. I don't think I can pick it up.
With the stipulation that you can pick it up.
I can pick it up.
You can pick it up.
Thor's the only one that can pick it up. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Except for somebody else picked it up one day. Who did?
Captain America.
Captain America picked it up.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I mean? Gotta save the world.
Right. Movies.
Wow, a blow to, I feel, brass knuckles?
In the one? Oh, no. For a dollar?
Dude, Thor's hammer will handle it, just, and I can use it. I can use it as it's meant to be used.
Yeah, you can.
I can throw it, and it comes back to me like a boomerang. I can catch it. I have Thor's strength.
You are, well, no.
I become Thor.
You know, you don't become Thor. You just get his hammer. So, like, you can throw it. Maybe not as far as Thor, but you know what I mean? You get the electricity and the lightning and all that.
So he's defeated. The big.
All right, Thor's hammer minus the lightning.
I'm telling you, I throw Thor's hammer at him. He's done. You ever watched one movie?
All right, Thor's hammer, no lightning, and you can't throw
and I
it.
Can't pick it up.
You can only swing it.
Thank you. Dude, man, it's like, what? All right, or one blow dart that will tranquilize him, but not kill him.
Right.
All right, I'm going to go with just off my gut that Thor's hammer is not that useful to me.
Okay.
Because I'm not Thor.
Okay.
Like, it could sit there. Yeah, I mean, that's probably it. Unless Thor is available to help me. I'm going to risk it for the biscuit here and take Thor's hammer, hoping that Thor is in the $5 spot. Can I get an amen?
Okay.
$5 on Thor's hammer. I can't use it, but maybe he can.
Okay. All right. Next up, go ahead and pick a teammate.
Yep.
In the $5 slot, we do not have Thor. We have an army of bees in the $5 slot. In the $4 slot, we have John Wick. The $3 slot, we have prime Shaquille O'Neal. In the $2 slot, we have Hugh Jackman. In the $1 slot, we have Bugs Bunny.
What are we doing?
I tricked you. So off the bat, you wasted $5.
Does John Wick have guns?
No.
At all times.
Okay, he's got a pistol. He's got one pistol.
One pistol.
Six rounds.
Who's in the one spot?
An army of bees. So a bunch of bees.
And they listen to me.
But they're on your side.
They're
not going to hurt you.
They don't hurt me, and they do what I say. I am Dr. Doolittle.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think bears are allergic to bees, no?
Right, that was the point. I think they're kind of like scared of them a little bit.
I don't think they are, because I think they just climb up and get their honey, and they're not bothered by them at all.
Yeah. You only got $10 left. You got three categories, by the way.
What's in the fourth spot?
John Wick,
Prime Shaquille O'Neal.
Hugh Jackman, Bugs Bunny.
So Shaquille and the bear are like basically eye to eye.
Yeah.
Like in a fight.
Sure. 15-foot bear.
I feel like... All right, give me John Wick in the $4.
Okay.
I've never seen John Wick lose.
Safe play.
Have you ever... Is John Wick still alive? True?
True.
He's never lost.
The movies. Except the first one. All right, next up, you got to pick an item.
Okay.
$5, you get Insta steroids for yourself.
I'm super in debt.
You're super in debt?
Can I give the steroids to John Wick?
You get Insta steroids. You can put them wherever you want. $5, you have Insta steroids. $4, a bear trap. $3, a jar of honey. $2, heat-seeking glasses. And $1 is a dictionary.
Right. Just in case you need to spell something. What was in the four spot?
Heat-seeking glasses.
No, that's in the two spot.
Oh, and the four slot's a bear trap.
Yeah, how big is that trap?
Big enough to trap a bear.
What about one on steroids?
Yeah. If he steps in it, he's done.
He's done?
He's immobile. Like, he could still, like, defeat you, but he can't
get out.
Right. It's a bear trap.
Right.
If he couldn't trap a bear, what's the point?
What's the point of it? Right. And I've spent $9.
$9. You got two categories left. You got $6 to spend.
I'm doing poor.
Yeah.
I thought Thor was going to be $5 and then I could have Thor and Thor's hammer. Now I'm stuck with Thor's hammer and no one to pick it up.
This is all me. I didn't think about doing that.
Would have been genius.
Yeah.
If John Wick took steroids, could he pick up Thor's hammer? Probably so. Give me the steroids.
Okay.
And I'm giving them to John.
Okay.
John's shooting six bullets, picking up Thor's hammer and getting after it.
All right. Okay.
I'm banking all my money on John.
All right. So you spend $14.
Yeah.
You only have $1 left to spend.
Right.
You got to pick your armor.
Okay.
I'm going to say everything that you can't afford and tell you
whatever
what
it is, it's going on John.
For $5, we have a Black Panther suit.
Ah, darn it.
$4, we have basic knight armor.
Yeah.
$3, we have chainmail.
Mm-hmm.
$2, NFL pads.
Mm-hmm.
And $1 is a leotard.
All right. Well, John, up to you if you want to wear that. But that's all we can afford, buddy.
Let us know in the comments, what would you pick for all of the stuff? Thanks for watching.